Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In this show, we discover how we can bring sprinkles of tiny greens and colors of greens and purples to our offerings of food. The addition of freshly sprouted microgreens adds pretty and nutrition to a dish throughout the seasons, but so much more appreciated and cherished during the winter months. Here in Billings, Tiny Forest Microgreens, owned by Bobby Rush and her husband, produces young vegetables that are harvested right after the first leaves develop, at 1 to 3 inches tall. They can vary in flavor from spicy, found in a radish green, to sweet from a pea microgreen. These plants, in the growing stage between a sprout and a baby green, contribute freshness, flavor, goodness, and fun to any dish.
Tiny Forest Microgreens was started about 2021. We really started it as a project for our kids. We homeschool our kids. And so we really thought what would be kind of fun is to grow a big garden, which we had done. And then we thought, well, we're all at home. Let's do microgreens.
And how did the Rush family learn to grow these tiny greens?
We watched some videos. We did a little research and we started growing in a little room in our basement. Just a couple of trays at a time for us to eat. And then we started sharing with our friends. And I have a lot of friends who eat healthy and are foodies. And so they were excited to kind of try out what I was doing. And they like to come over and see and see what I'm doing and pick out, you know, what they want. And my husband had a really good idea and thought we could sell these.
Bobby's husband not only inspired the idea of making some money from growing these tiny greens, but contributed much more.
So my husband's name is Forrest, and that's kind of where we got the name. He wasn't really happy about it, but we just thought it was really kind of cool to have that name and to associate it with something that we grew.
And what they grow for Tiny Forest Microgreens seems ephemeral and small in comparison to the ancient and huge job that Forrest resumed after the COVID pandemic.
He is a paleontologist, commercial paleontologist. So he went back to work and went out looking for fossils and dinosaurs. And I stayed at home and just continued the business.
To get Tiny Forest Microgreens off the ground, the Rushes sought out commercial outlets to sell and feature their product.
I actually started with a couple of restaurants downtown, the Marble Table. The Buffalo Block was one of them. And then I went to the Healthy by Design Gardeners Market that spring. They helped me to get like all the licensing I need, my produce license, and just answer any questions I had with that.
And Tiny Forest Microgreens has grown from there, now available at
Town and Country stores, the 2 Westin Albertsons, the one on 56th Street, I think it is, or 54th, and the one off of Reberg and Grand. I'm also in the Yellowstone Valley Food Hub, and in the summer times, I'm at the Healthy by Design Gardeners Market. And also, people can contact me through my number or our website.
Getting their microgreens into the retail market took a lot of diligence, study, and perseverance, especially with larger outlets like Albertsons.
I had to be very persistent. And when I met with the produce kind of overseer of all the stores, he was actually really surprised because he said, you must be really persistent because it takes a long time to get into Albertsons. There's a lot of paperwork you have to fill out, a lot of forms, and you kind of have to keep going back several times to ask them. And I'm kind of a persistent, stubborn person, so it showed in that. But I'm really happy because it's really good for Albertsons to have local products. It's really exciting, and I believe it's really a good thing for our community to have that.
Tiny Forest Microgreens has established a weekly routine of growing, packaging, and delivery. For the consumer, knowing what days Bobby makes her delivery will ensure procuring the freshest greens. While her husband is out discovering and digging up fossils, Bobby and her kids are holding the business down.
I have 2 kids. They're 18 and 15 now. They've helped a lot. They helped me from washing trays and hauling soil and cutting and labeling, and they've gone to the markets with me.
And then a recent development with her younger son has proven beneficial to Tiny Forest Microgreens.
My son is now 15 and has his driver's permit, as most 15-year-olds. And because he's homeschooled, he's home during the day. So he will get up early and he wants to take me on my deliveries. And it's kind of fun. It's a family affair.
Microgreens mostly come from fast-germinating seeds that generally are harvested within 7 to 14 days, providing intense flavor and high nutrition. This means that the waiting time to actually be able to eat the produce is short. It's almost instant gratification.
I grow sunflower, pea shoots, Merlot radish, broccoli, spicy mustard. I grow a lettuce microgreen, a red acre cabbage, and cilantro.
The selection is fun and diverse, but there's one crowd favorite.
So our most popular is broccoli. Supposedly, I don't know for sure, but it is the most healthiest microgreen for you. And many people, I think, know broccoli, and they're used to maybe eating it or buying it before. So,
seeds from the brassica, amaranth, lettuce, and carrot families are good for growing microgreens. Avoid using seeds from the relatives of the nightshade family, tomato, potato, eggplant, and peppers, as they are toxic. Also, ornamental plants, birdseed, or any seeds treated with fungicides should not be used. So how did tiny forest microgreens choose the seeds they wanted for their mini vegetables?
We ordered a bunch of seeds that we thought would be interesting, and we picked the ones that we liked. And then over time, we've kind of taken out the ones that maybe don't sell as well, and we've just kept kind of what people like.
Microgreens can be grown in several ways, hydroponically on mats or in dirt.
We actually use soil. We found that that tastes the best. Everybody does something different with microgreens, and each way is just perfectly fine, but we really prefer the soil. And we use the dirt. We think the dirt has all the good minerals in it, and we just thought it tasted better.
In the past, there has been concern with the safety of consuming sprouts and microgreens. Sterilizing seeds and equipment before growing helps eliminate surface pathogens, prevent fungal diseases, and ensure high germination.
What we do is when they're in the seed stage, they're in kind of a blackout until they sprout. And we have a mixture of a food-grade hydrogen peroxide that we use. We mix it with water. It's very diluted, but we will spray the seeds that way to make sure that nothing is growing when they're in the dark. When they're put under the light, they grow really, really quick. So probably like a few days, you'll have a microgreen. And we're just keeping an eye out on that. We make sure that our temperature in our room is good, our humidity is down where it should be.
The hands-on experience of growing microgreens has been a good learning opportunity for Bobby and her family.
They really enjoyed the process of seeing something grow, and they could cut it and eat it and pick out what they wanted to grow, and it was exciting. My son also has a friend who never eats anything green, but he loves the microgreens, and he will eat them by the bagful.
So why are some kids eating microgreens by the bagful?
Kids love them because they're really tasty. It's more like eating something fun and not just a boring vegetable.
And how are the not boring vegetables enjoyed by the Rush family?
I really like to mix them in with lettuce and do a big salad is usually what I do. I can add vegetables or I don't really have to, but usually we'll just eat big salads. Or I do like to put them on things like eggs, my scrambled eggs in the morning, or tacos, or just anything we're kind of eating, I'll throw some on top, and it makes it really easy.
Easy, pretty, and nutritious. But what is the longevity of these tiny greens?
You know, they're going to last a long time because they're cut when you order them or when you buy them at the store, they are cut that day or the day before. They're not very old. They will last probably 7 to 10 days in your fridge.
Tiny forest microgreens are grown in a residential neighborhood inside a retrofitted side garage just above Rocky Mountain College. Inside the 500-square-foot area, pink-purple grow lights illuminate the space, exuding a vibrant, futuristic, and disco ambiance. Green sprouts at different germination levels pop up from the growing trays, lined up on three sections of shelves. The air is comfortably humid and the temperature perfect for wearing just a t-shirt. I could very easily live here.
This part we have kind of closed off with walls. It was all open, but we did some insulation and some reflective plastic. We thought maybe that would cut on our electric bill a little. I don't think it does, but... And we added some extra insulation in here just to keep it warmer or cooler, depending on the weather. We like to keep the grow room around 70 to 72 degrees, the humidity at about 45%. anything warmer or more humid, it gives a more chance for mold to grow. That's kind of a tightrope. As always, we just try to keep it at that degree.
Of course, in Montana, maintaining a constant environment may prove to be difficult with a variation in temperature over the seasons and even during a single day. Sub-zero temperatures during the winter and blazing heat in the summer can be challenging for maintaining a perfect growing environment.
We also have different fans just to keep the circulation going and maybe just to get a little bit more airflow so it doesn't get stuffy in the back. And we can turn those on or turn them off as needed. We also have a large dehumidifier in the middle of the room, and that drains into a large bin. If we, for some reason, don't use our hose to water, we can always water with the water that comes out of there.
Each of the set of shells holds microgreens that are in different stages of development.
We have an area for racks that have lights on that have actual microgreens growing. We have an area off to the side that has all of my seeds. They're in kind of a dark out area. And then to the back or the front, I suppose, we have just all my supplies that I need. Seeds, trays, containers, anything else I would use, I just kind of store over there.
Then on the walls opposite the shells is flat workspace with notes, instructions, and schedules.
I have some whiteboards as cheat sheets. I don't really use them, but if I have somebody else water for me or do something for me, if I have to go somewhere, I just wrote down a few info so they'll know. It's usually my sister.
On the racks against the far wall, two shelves of four have flats of seeds growing.
I've got some sunflower growing, peas in the middle, some radish on top. They're not really organized in a specific bin. They're just kind of gone in there whenever I need to, because I know what they are, of course.
With the right temperature, humidity, and air circulation, are purple-pink lights also important for microgreen growth?
We have, I think they're just your basic LED grow lights. We just saw some purple ones online and ordered them to see if they were any different from the regular white ones, and they aren't. They just look pretty, but they grow the same.
And to grow, are the lights turned on and off to mimic the light cycles of a regular day?
The lights are on all the time. They don't go through a blackout period. I think that's what helps the microgreens grow so quickly, is it doesn't get nighttime in here for them. It's always daytime.
The always daytime, along with growing in soil, produces what Bobby believes is more flavorful microgreens.
The soil is not deep. It's about half an inch to an inch. My sunflower I grow in larger trays. The other smaller microgreens I grow in a small tray. But the soil is about a half an inch deep. They don't need much, but you can see the top tray has holes in it, so the roots go down through the holes, and I water on the bottom tray. So they're bottom watered, so nothing is going on top of the seed before we cut.
The bottom watering allows for the seeds to grow beautifully straight and up. After cutting the tufts of microgreens, they go into a plastic container with a label before heading to the market and restaurants. Finally, stepping back, the seeds are germinated, taking a couple of days before they are placed under grow lights.
When we get our two trays and we put the soil in and we plant our seeds, we go over here and put them on a shelf with a brick. And a brick will hold them down and keep them even until they sprout up. These ones right here are about ready to go under the lights, but you can see how strong they are. They can push up the brick, which is pretty amazing. But the brick really just helps keep them nice and even and pressed down enough so that they can get a good sprout.
When Bobby and her husband were deciding to market their mini vegetables, it was only natural for them to approach Healthy by Design, a community health coalition working in collaboration with cross-sector partners to promote and improve health. The coalition hosts a gardener's market in South Billings in the summer.
When you sign up for the gardener's market, Healthy by Design, they have an orientation meeting, and they'll kind of walk you through what requirements you need to sell at their market. So you need to have an exempt produce license if you're under $25,000 a year. If not, you can pay for a different license. What's kind of interesting about the state of Montana is they don't do inspections on produce farms, I guess, until you make about $500,000 a year, which is awfully surprising. So a lot of these farms don't really need an inspection. They won't come and do one.
Amanda Zimmerman-Murter, Community Health Improvement Manager from Healthy by Design, explains how the coalition helps improve the well-being of Billings.
So Healthy by Design was created by the CEOs of Billings Clinic, Intermountain Health, St. Vincent's Regional Hospital, and Riverstone Health, home of the Yellowstone City County Health Department, out of a shared recognition that if we work together, we can have much bigger impact on community health than working individually. In 2011, the coalition created the Gardner's Market. Really, the Southside neighborhood of Billings is a neighborhood that is a USDA-designated food desert, having lost its only grocery store in 2013. So the Gardner's Market is designed to bring healthy, fresh, local, and affordable fruits and vegetables to the community.
The Gardner's Market, after making its home in South Park in 2014, strives to provide a resilient local food system.
The market is also a family-friendly social meeting place to celebrate health and nutrition.
The market is a win-win for both local customers and vendors. Emma Lampson, Community Health Improvement Specialist, shares that becoming involved with the market is simple.
So you contact us either at our market email, which is market@hbdyc.org, or you give us a call at 406-651-6444 and just express, hey, I want to be a vendor. I want to sell goods or fresh produce at our market. And then we set them up with an orientation. And at this orientation, we go over correct licensing, depending on what you want to sell. We go over the guidelines, handbook, and then just expectations for the market. And there's no fee or charge to be a vendor.
And vendors can vary depending on the time of the season, with the most options available when summer is in full swing, with more fruits and vegetables at their prime.
We see a lot of craft vendors. We also have vendors that sell fresh produce, eggs as well, and handcrafted items. All products must be produced by the vendor, though.
That vendor could be a home gardener that has a surplus of tomatoes, corn, zucchini, apples, or other bounty. For this seller, this means a little extra money, and for the buyer, access to the summer-ripened produce, and for the community, more diverse options and less food waste.
For like a backyard gardener or someone that isn't making a certain amount from their produce, it's actually a free paperwork that we actually will help you submit to the state. Healthy by Design will ensure that you have all the correct licensing. And so if you're a backyard gardener or don't make a ton from your produce production, we'll ensure that you either get the non-produce exempt license or the retail food licensing that you need.
Last season, about 30 vendors got involved, with all proceeds going to the sellers.
We get supported from the alliance, that healthcare alliance of the Billings Clinic, Intermountain Health, St. Vincent's Regional Hospital, and Riverstone.
With both healthcare providers in town supporting Healthy by Design, the goal is to promote and maintain the health of the community.
One thing with the market, though, is to ensure that we help make the healthy choice the easy choice in Yellowstone County. We are really focused on that fresh produce aspect of the market. And so half of our vendors each week have to be produce vendors. And then also those that are doing baked goods or any other type of food item, they do have to be on the healthier side. So we do work with dietitians. We work with local sanitarians to ensure that foods are on the healthier side.
With a short growing season in Montana, the Gardner's Market at South Park comes and goes pretty quickly, operating for 4 months, with the core months offering the most selection.
The market will be starting on the second week of June through the first week of October, so our market season will be Thursday, June 11th, every Thursday until October 1st from 4 to 6 p.m. at South Park. We'd love to see new community members and past community members that have been to the market and really come with the whole family. It's a family-friendly event and enjoy some summer evenings in South Park with us.
While we are now in winter, edging into spring, Tiny Forest Microgreens supplies handfuls of beautiful produce that can be eaten either by themselves or sprinkled on a dish. During this time of the year, I yearn for the deliciousness I get from eating fresh bounty found only in the summer. Jenny Mermel, food lover, and certified board nutritionist with over 40 years of experience, tells of the benefits of enjoying microgreens.
I love the sort of assertive flavors that different microgreens have, particularly if you choose the kales and the radish. Another one I like, broccoli. They all have a nice flavor. They have a wonderful flavor profile, which can really add some excitement, particularly in winter when you aren't getting as many of those fresh fruits and vegetables to select from. They're crispy and they're actually loaded with nutrients, which is a very nice thing to be able to get at this time of year fresh.
And what nutrients are we getting when we are eating these tiny greens?
Microgreens are rich in a lot of important vitamins, vitamin C, beta carotene, which our bodies make into vitamin A. They have vitamin K in them. They have traces of different minerals. The minerals depend more on what they're grown in, because that's naturally how plants get their minerals, is absorbing them from the soil or the water if they're grown hydroponically. But they are much richer in nutrients per ounce of weight than a mature vegetable is, which kind of makes sense. You've got this little plant that's beginning to grow, and it has packed with everything it needs to grow successfully. And so you've got this really rich source of all of these vitamins and minerals. And you have more fiber than you have with a sprout, too, but less fiber than with a mature vegetable.
Over the years, there have been some health issues with eating sprouts due to the high risk for foodborne illnesses like salmonella and E. coli from the warm, humid growing conditions that may promote bacterial growth.
Being somebody who was a teenager in the 70s and then into my early 20s in the 70s, I loved sprouts. They were all over every salad bar. There was a stigma as people began to have some public health issues with the sprouts. So sprouts are different than microgreens. Sprouts are actually literally just a sprouted seed, and they're harvested sometime between 24 and 48 hours or so after they emerge from the seed. And you grow them typically in a very warm and humid environment. It was a big thing in the San Francisco area where I grew up to raise them in like 5-gallon jars with, you know, just some warm water and sunlight. By contrast, a microgreen is actually a completely sprouted little plant, but they actually are allowed to photosynthesize. And so that's part of how we begin to get these different vitamins in them too, is because they're actively metabolizing and developing these other nutrients.
Executive Chef Jason Marble was introduced to these nutritious microgreens when Forrest brought some samples to his restaurant on Montana Avenue. Marble Table, owned by Chef Jason and his wife Jen, was the first eatery to use the greens and now add them to many of their dishes. This 2022 James Beard Foundation Award semifinalist for Best New Restaurant Chef, after a taste test, quickly knew that the tiny Forrest microgreens would be a delicious and beautiful ingredient for his culinary creations.
Yeah, I find that the sprouts from Tiny Forrest really stand out. You can taste the soil they're grown in, the minerality, the depth of flavor that they bring. They're super fresh. They bring that green element, and depth of flavor is just, it's there. It's not just a one-note sprout.
We now step into the kitchen where Chef Jason creates a dish from his menu.
It's an heirloom tomato salad with a side of sunflower and Merlot radish sprouts.
On a cutting board, there are a couple of tomatoes, one brilliant red and the other a pumpkin orange.
So we've got a couple gorgeous heirloom tomatoes that we're going to cut some nice big thick slices. They're really a beautiful product, showcases tomato flavor, and we're able to get them pretty fresh year-round. So these are products we get from Shamrock. They're a hot house-grown heirloom tomato.
After Chef slices the juicy tomatoes into thick chunks.
So we take our beautiful slices of tomato and alternate colors, shingle them out in a fan pattern across the backside of the plate, and then we're going to do a little drizzle of our Caesar vinaigrette and balsamic reduction. Next, we're going to do a little sprinkle of grated Parmesan cheese, some bacon bits, and our garlic crouton crumb.
The salad shouts summer and picnics.
Yeah, it's almost like a bruschetta, caprese, BLT, kind of all wrapped up in one.
And for the piece de resistance, Chef Jason finishes the salad with Tiny Forrest microgreens.
So in the bowl, we have some beautiful sunflower sprouts and Merlot radish sprouts that we just give them a quick toss to combine them. We don't dress them with anything. Nice big heaping pile on the plate next to the tomatoes gives a really nice color contrast. Then we're going to finish it off with a little chiffonade basil and Muldone sea salt.
The heirloom tomato salad with a side of sunflower and Merlot radish microgreens sing of warmer and longer days. This James Beard Foundation semifinalist chef finds other ways to highlight these small vegetables.
So we use the sunflower and Merlot radish mix on a couple different salads. A lot of times we'll use them as a garnish, say on top of a steak, but we'll hit them with a vinaigrette or some sort of dressing that we make to complement that dish. We use their pea sprouts on our shrimp risotto. We use their cilantro sprouts as a garnish on a couple other dishes.
At Marble Table, where elegant comfort food is offered, microgreens from Tiny Forest Microgreens help contribute some of that elegance. Bobby Rush, co-owner of Tiny Forest Microgreens, began her business with her husband during the COVID pandemic. From just feeding the family, the microgreens are found not only at Marble Table, but the Yellowstone Valley Food Hub, Albertsons, and Town & Country. What does Bobby hope for the future?
I'm hoping really to keep what I'm doing now, but also to expand. I like to grow different things. I love growing tomatoes, peppers. I would love to go into lettuces. I know there's competition in Billings for that, but I think that all food is good food. The more food, the better.
Yes, to more food, the better. With entrepreneurs like Bobby Rush growing food that is beyond the ordinary vegetables, palates will grow to appreciate more diversity and new flavors. We have come a long way from having unripe, hard, bitter tomatoes, waxy, hothouse cucumbers, and flimsy iceberg lettuce available at the grocery store. Heirloom produce and local bounties such as apples, huckleberries, morels, cherries, and so much more are being embraced. In the dead of winter, hydroponic farming and greenhouse growing are options being practiced for creating some fresh, green produce. Now in Billings, access to local produce is not only available at the Yellowstone Valley Food Hub, Frey Collective by Frey Everyday Goods, Yellowstone Valley Farmers Market, and the Gardener's Market, but found at more traditional outlets such as Albertsons and Town & Country. Many thanks to Bobby Rush of Tiny Forest Microgreens, Amanda Zimmerman Murter, and Emma Lamson of Healthy by Design, food lover and nutritionist Jeannie Mermel, and James Beard Foundation recognized executive chef Jason Marble of Marble Table. Music for Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region, has been provided by Parker Brown. Always thank you, listeners, for your continual support. I'm Stella Fong.